our next question is for Nettie, and it comes from Larry in Temecula, California, which he notes is about 60 miles north of San Diego. Larry says that he has a large front and back yard. He wants to know, how can I allow my three miniature horses to graze on it? How often should I allow that? He says that he puts nothing on the yard that is chemical or made by man, no fertilizers or pesticides. And the horses are 13 years old and 25 years old. Is it okay to multi-purpose our yards, especially like where I am? I have the same situation where all of my green grass is in my yard and not where my horses can eat it. If they get loose, they're in my yard. So Nettie, is it okay to let them graze on your nice green irrigated yard?
I think yes, but there are some caveats to that. First, of course, you want to make sure that you don't have any ornamental plantings that are toxic to horses around your yard. And the list of those are long, but some common ones are like the boxwood trees or boxwood bushes, some yew, some nightshade. Those kinds of things are toxic. So obviously you don't want your horses getting into those. So you want to make sure that there's none decorating your beautiful yard. So Larry, it's tough to answer this very specifically because the main concern is, of course, one of the main concerns is the body condition of these of your minis. Minis, as most of us know, they will get fat on air. They usually don't need a lot of grain. And they're just fine if there's sufficient grass or hay available. Of course, that's a generalization. So as long as they're not fat, their body condition is good, maybe they're working for you, maybe they're pulling a cart or we're doing something of that nature, a few hours per day of grazing should be fine. If you're concerned about too much sugar in the grasses, you can graze them in the morning and maybe remove them in the afternoon, especially if you have a nice sunny day, which I understand you have lots of in the San Diego area. But if weight gets to be a problem, obviously you're going to want to keep them from grazing too much grass, maybe use a grazing muzzle, but you don't want to restrict them from moving around. So you want to keep them exercising and moving as much as possible. Also, I don't know what kind of grass you have. Some lawn types may or may not be appropriate for horses. There are many that can serve both purposes. Tom, I don't know, do you have a comment to that effect as to what types of lawn grasses you may want to avoid?
Well, again, it's going to depend. Typically in our area, our lawns pretty much are made up of the same species that we have in our pastures, tall fescue, bluegrass, orchard grass, ryegrass, and those kind of things, which are all perfectly fine for horses, other than tall fescue. That's another issue we'll talk about on another day. But, right. Yeah, I don't know of anything that would be an issue or any species at this time that would be an issue.
So, Tom, you just said the F word, fescue, and I specifically want to ask about that because I do live in, like I mentioned, the high desert area, and I have a low water grass. I also have a corgi, my dog, that is incredibly allergic to bluegrass or any other grass species except for fescue. So we put in a low water fescue yard. Should I be concerned about grazing my horses on my fescue yard?
Absolutely, I'd be concerned. Most of the turf-type tall fescues have done quite a bit of breeding in the last 15 to 20 years to get high endophyte levels into that fescue, because that makes the fescue very tolerant of a lot of different problems such as insects, drought, heat, and so forth. And so turf-type fescues certainly are going to can cause a problem, and I would, especially for pregnant mares, but fescue is just a bad word when it comes to pastures and horses, in my opinion.